American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54. A compound noun is a word created with two or more words. Compound nouns can be created different ways. Some compound nouns are two words put together. Many compound nouns have a hyphen between them or a space without anything. Compound nouns are words put together to form another word. Compound nouns are used in everyday English. There are no simple rules to follow with compound nouns. Many compound nouns are created with a noun and other parts of English too. Verbs, adverbs, and adjectives are all used to create compound nouns. Here are a variety of examples. I slept all day in my bedroom after that late night party. This is a noun plus a noun, the word bedroom. A bed, a room. We've put those two words together to form a new word. You rode your motorcycle all the way to New York. This is two nouns put together, motor and cycle. Both of those words put together, now we formed a new word. This is a noun plus a noun, motor plus cycle. We watched a bluebird build a nest. This is a noun plus a noun, blue and bird. The word blue can be used many ways in English. It's an adjective, it's a noun, and it's also a verb. They were all wet because of the rainfall. Here's a noun plus a verb. Rain is a noun. To fall is a verb. Now we've made a compound noun, rainfall. He got a haircut for his job interview. This is a noun and a verb, your hair and to cut. So here we have a noun and a verb. We've created a new noun. It's a compound noun, the word haircut. She just bought a new washing machine. Wash, to wash, is a verb. And when we had ing in this case, now we've created a gerund, washing. That is now a gerund or a noun. And now we've taken the word machine. We've put them together to form a new compound noun, washing machine. It jumped in the swimming pool to cool off. Here we've taken the word to swim, yes? Swim as a verb. We've added ing. Now it is a noun or a gerund, yes? The word pool, in this case, is a noun. I need to tell you, both of these words are used other ways in the English language. I climbed up to the lookout tower to find you. Here we have a verb and an adverb. To look and out. Out is also a preposition, but remember, adverbs modify. So when we use a preposition that modifies another word, now it becomes an adverb. Lookout tower. You know, the biggest drawback is the weather. Here we have to draw, a verb, and back is an adverb. Once again, back can also be a preposition. But when a word, when a preposition modifies another word, now it becomes an adverb, drawback. We saw the onlooker observe the parade yesterday. Here is an adverb and a noun, onlooker, to look. Is a verb. Looker, a looker, is a noun. And when we take the word on and modify another word, now it becomes an adverb. Onlooker is the compound noun. They watched as the bystander witnessed the event. Now, in this case, by, once again, it is also a preposition because it modifies another word, stand. Now it becomes an adverb. Bystander is your compound noun. He picked up the dry cleaning last night. Now here is the word dry. It's an adjective, and we have a verb, to clean. We've taken the word clean, and we've added ing. Now it becomes a noun. Dry is an adjective. You'll notice there is a hyphen between these words, dry cleaning. This would be the correct way to spell the word dry cleaning as a compound noun. She grows vegetables in her greenhouse. Greenhouse is a compound noun. The word green is an adjective. The word house is a noun. Put together, they form a new word, a compound noun. The word greenhouse. It has a very large output at the factory. This is an adverb and verb. Once again, the word out is a preposition. Here it's used to modify a verb, the verb put, to put. And so in this case, we have an adverb and verb. The word output is now a compound noun. There are many more compound nouns in the English language. Work with your teacher to better understand the subject of compound nouns. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.